OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
As South African grain farmers brace for lower than expected maize, soya and sunflower yields, research conducted by the Central University of Technology's Civil Engineering Department could prove the answer for better long-term drought planning, water resource management and intervention.
If we talk about the significance of this study, we are forecasting drought, and drought is very important in all lives, which normally will help us in planning and management of water resources. The study was to characterize drought in the central region of South Africa because, you know, in order to establish early warning system to avert the impacts of drought, one has to understand the drought itself. So we tried to characterize drought in the central region of South Africa in terms of duration, magnitude, intensity, and the frequency of the drought events. And the other objective was to examine the link between drought and El Nino event, the tropical Pacific Ocean.
The research article was published in the International Journal of Atmospheric Sciences in December. Co-author Dr. Desalegn Idosa explains that El Nino events relate to fluctuations in the surface temperature of the ocean.
El Niño is a Latin term. It's a Spanish term for the Christ child because the occurrence of the event coincided with the Christmas timing around Ecuador and Peru. And therefore, they call it Christ child. El Niño is the fluctuation of the sea surface temperature around the Pacific Ocean. It is the rise or the fall of sea surface temperature compared to the long-term average. So that temperature variation will normally impact the meteorological processes far even around Africa, America, Latin America, and so on.
It also explains the difference between a hydrological drought and a meteorological drought.
In layman's term, meteorological drought event is simply low precipitation, whereas hydrological drought event is simply shortage of water resources. And therefore, obviously, you can understand that these two events won't happen at the same time. Normally, the meteorological drought events will happen, and then hydrological drought or shortage of water will happen after some time. So we used that opportunity and tried to identify the lag time between the two. So given the meteorological drought event today, one can forecast into the future what will happen, and then based on that, you can plan. Agriculturalists can plan, water managers can plan. It will allow water resource decision makers to develop drought preparedness plans far in advance.
He says the findings can now be used to build models for other parts of the world, but adds that a lot of work is still needed to automate the system. Sabrina Dean, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.